Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are giving a skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're talking about how to keep a healthy refrigerator. Now, we're going to talk about the inside and...
cardio.
Make your refrigerator run. Right, exactly. Well, first of all, you want to make sure that you're maintaining your refrigerator at the proper temperatures. And your refrigerator should be set at least 40 degrees or less. Your freezer should be set at 0 degrees or less. Temperatures that are above, that you're not keeping, let's say it's a little bit higher than that, you're at risk of illness due to the food that you're keeping in there. Now, I think it's real important.
How do you take a temperature? You got to buy a special thermometer?
No, you don't need a special one. You can just stick a thermometer in there. Or some refrigerators actually have a thermometer in them.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Very simple to do. But the key about your refrigerator, and you know how you have that little dial in the back? It's always like...
That doesn't work, right? Cold.
It's cold, colder, coldest. Right, yeah, I don't know what that means. That doesn't give you a temperature. You need a temperature. The thing about your refrigerator is you should really check your refrigerator every 2 to 3 months.
Really?
Yes. And what I mean by checking it, the refrigerator is not a storage facility. And a lot of times it becomes one. You know, especially if you look on the side and you have all those... condiments, all the dressings and everything that's sitting there, and you look at some of the dates and they've been there from 08 or 2009, you got to start getting rid of this stuff in your refrigerator. Clean it out. Make sure you get rid of a lot of the food that you've cooked. You shouldn't be leaving things in there for a month, letting them sit for fungus and bacteria to grow. It's like a petri dish in there, and you need to clean out the refrigerator. It's not something where you just store stuff. You got to make sure you're cleaning it out. A little bit of vinegar, a little bit of baking soda, very easy to clean. A little bit of soap and water. Take out the cupboards. You know, the glass cupboards, Lee.
Yeah.
Take those out. Clean them up. Usually, there's some sort of. If you have kids, you know that there's sauces.
Something spills. And sticky.
Absolutely, get rid of that stuff. Now, in terms of what you want to keep in your refrigerator, it's also really important. Start looking for things that you're going to keep in your refrigerator that are healthy for you. Get rid of the hydrogenated oils that are laden in your dressings. You know, the mayonnaise that you're keeping in there, get rid of that stuff. Start looking. Your refrigerator should look like if you went to Whole Foods. That's what it should look like. You know, when you go to a section of Whole Foods and you see how all that, you know, if you're getting the bean dips and everything, they should all be fresh. And that way that they don't sit in there for a month. If they're fresh, they don't last long.
That's the beauty of fresh.
That's
you
the
have
beauty
to
of
throw
fresh.
It away.
You got to get rid of it.
Less preservatives.
Right. If you notice that your refrigerator is becoming a storage site for things, you know it's not fresh
right,
stuff.
Right, like if you're like, hey, this was from last Christmas. Was this Thanksgiving?
Right.
Did we make this in Thanksgiving?
Right, exactly. Got to get rid of this stuff. You know, you make sure that you have yogurts and things, but those have a date. They have an expiration date. Look at them, check them, and get rid of them when they're no longer valid. Or make sure you eat them.
Yes. Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.